Probably this is the only shrine in Hindu theology that has been visited by all the three acharyas or the three schools of philosophy, Advaita, Vishishtadvaita and Dvaita. There are evidences of at least one visit of Adi Shankara to Tirumala. In popular belief, it is known that Adi Shankara is said to have installed a Dhanayantra and a Janayantra at the shrine, Dinadina Pravartamanam, Janajana Pravartamanam. And it is believed that these yantras are drawn to attract both people and money. Similarly, there are inscriptional evidences to show that Ramanuja visited the hill shrine at least thrice during his lifetime. Madhvacharya, who propagated the doctrine of Dvaita philosophy, also visited the shrine at least once. This in itself is an addition to the sanctity of this place. It is futile to involve ourselves in the controversy concerning the identification of the icon as Vishnu. There are evidences in abundance to establish beyond any shadow of doubt the antiquity and the identity of the icon. The Silappadigaram, the Varaha Purana, the Mausalaparva Mahabharata carry vivid descriptions of this icon. There is a beautiful verse in Varaha Purana which says, "Who indeed can fathom your form as it really is?" Similar views are expressed by Annamacharya several times in many of his compositions. Therefore, even thinking of such controversies about the identification of the icon is unseemly, irrelevant, immaterial, incorrigible, purposeless and mean-mindedness. All available evidences point to the conclusion that the icon was earlier than the temple. It is God who mesmerized the people from times immemorial till even today, dispelling the doubts in the minds of even the atheists. Annamacharya understands the greatness of this idol, this Lord of the Seven Hills, more than many, and to offer devotion to him is to surrender to him. The flexibility and subtlety, the lucidity and the freedom of expression that this religion gives us is unparalleled and unique. What constitutes the daily worship is what you can afford. Your mind is more important than the physical paraphernalia or the pomp or show. If you have the devotion, if you have the inclination and time, whether you have concentration or not, God will still be merciful to you, bestow His grace on you. This is what exactly Annamacharya feels, and exactly even the scriptures say, "Ye yadha mam prapajyante, tam tadaiva bhajamiham." Or when Krishna says, "Patram puspam phalam toyam, yome bhaktya prayachit." In one of the songs, Annamacharya says, "Your body is the temple, head the gopuram, heart is the pedestal, eyes the lamps to the God within you. Whatever you speak is mantra, and the tongue within is the bell. Whatever you eat or taste is the offering to Him, naivedyam. Your movements are the mudras in the worship, and the life within is a servant to God. The breathing in and breathing out are fans to the one who is within you, the Venkateshwara. Nitya puja livigo nerichina noho pratyakshamainatti paramatmuniki tanuve gudiyata talaye shikharamata penu hrudayame hari peetamata panigona chupule ghana deepamulata tana lopali antaryamikini." This concept is not for the ritual, not for the one who cannot afford, nor for the poor or the miserly. This is a phenomenon that glorifies the body. Let us know the divinity within us repeatedly and repeatedly. This concept of glorification of sanctity is expanded further to glorify the ritual that we offer to the God. Therefore, there are a great number of sevas offered to the God. It is human nature to understand the unknown from the known, to give shape to the shapeless, to give thousands and odd names to the nameless, to attribute attributes to the one who is beyond all attributes. In that process, we have inherited a vast number of literature glorifying, eulogizing and praising the God in His different forms and different ways. India is perhaps the only country where every form of art, whether music or dance, literature or sculpture, everything is considered as a source of liberation and as a path to reach the ultimate. This basic concept is inherent in the umpteen number of rituals that we have, as we find at Tirumala temple and elsewhere in other temples. As I said earlier, there are about 450 festivals spread over 365 days at Tirumala. There is a Vishesha Puja offered to Sri Venkateshwara on Mondays, Ashtadala Pada Padma Aradhana on Tuesdays, Sahasra Kalashabhishekam on Wednesdays, Netra Darshanam and Pulangi Sevas on Thursdays, Abhishekam and Nijapada Darshanam on Fridays, and to mention the last but not the least, a marriage every day, Kalyanotsavam, Brahmotsavam, Vasantotsavam on daily basis. As we say in Telugu, Nitya Kalyanam Pachatoranam, to that God who is the embodiment of everything and who exists in everything. Annamacharya and his family made several endowments to the temple for conducting different varieties of sevas and pujas. Peda Tirumalacharya, son of Annamacharya, endowed the following villages: Kavanuru, Maruvakarai, Kuppam, Kilagundram, Mannasamudram, Pundi, Sangamakota, Rayalapadi, Somayajulapalli, Kattamvaripalli, Erraguntapalli, Pallipuram, Gandathimapuram, etc. Apart from this, there are inscriptional evidences dated 19th March 1545, 3rd July 1545, and many more to show that they have endowed huge amounts of money to the temple. Apart from this, they have renovated and constructed certain structures in and around Tirumala and Tirupati. There are inscriptions about the renovation of the Pushkarani, construction of steps leading to Pushkarani. The most striking contribution, however, is the construction of the Sankirtanala Bandaram within the temple premises, where the copper plates and on which Annamacharya, his son and grandson's compositions are engraved, were preserved. This is perhaps the only structure of its kind anywhere in the world of a composer in a temple. This bestows a special stature to Annamacharya and his compositions. They have also made endowments for application of sivatayal as a part of Friday Abhishekam to the main deity. And the tradition tells us that they were given a container with perfumes after a composition is rendered during the Friday Abhishekam by Annamacharya or his descendants. This practice, however, seems to have been discontinued but shifted to Ekanta Seva instead. Annamacharya's son made an endowment for the announcement of Aruluppad in front of his Sankirtana Bandaram for singing songs every day at a given time. Another inscription dated July 17, 1546 of Peda Tirumalacharya's son Thallapaka Tiruvenkatanatha reveals that they have granted two villages, Sendalur and Mallavaram, for celebration of marriage festival to Lord Venkateshwara for 5 days. Similarly, another inscription, 17th August 1547, is about Kalyanotsavam to Govindarajaswami in the month of Chitre. There are many more endowments established by them. Some of these are inscriptions in Tamil, some in Telugu. There are historical evidences to show that Annamacharya instituted and performed Kalyanotsavam to Lord Venkateshwara and is described as equivalent to Periyalvar, who got his daughter Goda Devi married to Sri Ranganath. In a similar way, Annamacharya became the father-in-law of Venkateshwara and is said to have performed the marriage of Halumelumanga with Sri Venkateshwara. Out of the 14,000 and odd songs that we have inherited of Annamacharya, more than 11,000 deal with Sringara. Apart from those, there are songs even in Adhyatma Sankirtanas dealing with the marriage festival and different components of it. In one of the songs, we find the excitement and the pleasure of Annamacharya as he described the marriage of Venkateshwara. Annamacharya, in another song, described the divine couple pouring rice on each other mutually on their heads, making them Telugu bride and Telugu groom. This song, Pidikita Talambrala Pendlikuturu, Kwanta Pedamaruli Navviyani Pendlikuturu, Perukala Javarale Pendlikuturu, Pedda Perula Mutyala Meda Pendlikuturu, Parantandlanadimi Pendlikuturu, వీపు పేరు కుచ్చ సిగ్గువడి పెండ్లి కూతురు విల్ నౌ బి ప్రెజెంటెడ్.
పిడికిట తలంబ్రాల పెండ్లి కూతురు, పిడికిట తలంబ్రాల పెండ్లి కూతురు, కొంత పెడమరలి నవ్వీనే పెండ్లి కూతురు. పిడికిట తలంబ్రాల పెండ్లి కూతురు, కొంత పెడమరలి నవ్వీనే పెండ్లి కూతురు. కొంత పెడమరలి నవ్వీనే పెండ్లి కూతురు. పేరుకల జవరాలే పెండ్లి కూతురు, పేరుకల జవరాలే పెండ్లి కూతురు, పెద్ద పేరుల ముత్యాల మెడ పెండ్లి కూతురు. పేరంటాండ్ల నడిమి పెండ్లి కూతురు, పేరంటాండ్ల నడిమి పెండ్లి కూతురు, విభు పేరు కుచ్చ సిగ్గుబడి పెండ్లి కూతురు. పేరంటాండ్ల నడిమి పెండ్లి కూతురు, విభు పేరు కుచ్చ సిగ్గుబడి పెండ్లి కూతురు. పిడికిట తలంబ్రాల పెండ్లి కూతురు, కొంత బెడమరలి నవ్వీనే పెండ్లి కూతురు, కొంత బెడమరలి నవ్వీనే పెండ్లి కూతురు. బిరుదు పెండెము వెట్టే పెండ్లి కూతురు, బిరుదు పెండెము వెట్టే పెండ్లి కూతురు, నెర బిరుదు మగని కంటే పెండ్లి కూతురు, బిరుదు పెండెము వెట్టే పెండ్లి కూతురు, నెర బిరుదు మగని కంటే పెండ్లి కూతురు. పిరిదూరినప్పుడే పెండ్లి కూతురు, పిరిదూరినప్పుడే పెండ్లి కూతురు, పతి పెరరేచి నిదివో పెండ్లి కూతురు. పిరిదూరినప్పుడే పెండ్లి కూతురు, పతి పెరరేచి నిదివో పెండ్లి కూతురు. పిడికిట తలంబ్రాల పెండ్లి కూతురు, కొంత బెడమరలి నవ్వీనే పెండ్లి కూతురు, కొంత బెడమరలి నవ్వీనే పెండ్లి కూతురు. పెట్టెనే పెద్ద తురుము పెండ్లి కూతురు, పెట్టెనే పెద్ద తురుము పెండ్లి కూతురు, నేడె పెట్టెడు చీరలు గట్టే పెండ్లి కూతురు. గట్టిగా వెంకటపతి కౌగిటను, గట్టిగా వెంకటపతి కౌగిటను, పడివెట్టిన నిధానమైన పెండ్లి కూతురు. గట్టిగా వెంకటపతి కౌగిటను, పడివెట్టిన నిధానమైన పెండ్లి కూతురు. పిడికిట తలంబ్రాల పెండ్లి కూతురు, కొంత బెడమరలి నవ్వీనే పెండ్లి కూతురు. పిడికిట తలంబ్రాల పెండ్లి కూతురు, కొంత బెడమరలి నవ్వీనే పెండ్లి కూతురు, కొంత బెడమరలి, కొంత బెడమరలి, కొంత పెడమరలి నవ్వీనే పెండ్లి కూతురు.